La Maja Desnuda.
Un programa dedicado a la poesía y a los poetas de todos los tiempos.
Nuestro Twitter, @lamajadesnuda.
Nuestra página web, lamajadesnuda.com.
La Maja Desnuda.
En UPV Radio.
Presentado por Nidia Hernández.
El cangrejo de noche no tiene la influencia que se creía sobre la pasión. El vampiro de la eternidad no sella este cuello de un zarpazo mortal. A mitad del espacio, un geranio eleva sus bocas, sexos interiores a las cargadas frutas rosadas. El cangrejo en perfume se muta, en agujas de pino, ardientes mareas para el delirio, la playa. Estábamos dando lectura al poema El cangrejo, del poeta canadiense Paul-Marie Lapointe. Continuamos en esta muestra de poesía de Canadá con Leonard Cohen. Primeramente, Leonard Cohen dará lectura a su poema Democracia y luego lo oiremos cantar La historia de Isaacs.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the wars against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet. From the homicidal bitchin' that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. It's coming to America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery of change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA. I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. And I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Sail on, sail on, O mighty ship of state, to the shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the squalls of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on.
The door, it opened slowly. My father, he came in. I was 9 years old, and he stood so tall above me. Blue eyes, they were shining, and his voice was very cold. Said, I've had a vision, and you know I'm strong and holy. I must do what I've been told. So we started up the mountain. I was running, he was walking, and his axe was made of gold. Well, the trees, they got much smaller. The lake, lady's mirror. We stopped to drink some wine. Then he threw the bottle over, broke a minute later, and he put his hand on mine. Thought I saw an eagle, but it might have been a vulture. I never could decide. Then my father built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder. He knew I would not hide. You who build the altars now to sacrifice these children, you must not do it anymore. A scheme is not a vision, and you never have been tempted by a demon or a god. You who stand above them now, your hatchets blunt and bloody, you were not there before. When I lay upon a mountain and my father's hand was trembling with the beauty of the word. If you call me brother now, forgive me if I inquire, just according to whose plan. When it all comes down to dust, I will kill you if I must, I will help you if I can. When it all comes down to dust, I will help you if I must, I will kill you if I can. Mercy on our uniform, man of peace or man of war, the peacock spreads his fan.
La bella conduce los ríos. La hierba seca el día que ella bebe. La presencia tranquila sobre su ardor difusa, rica de una plenitud que el sueño nutre. Se retrae a la sombra de una exquisita profundidad. Por ella, gesto y palabra se sitúan en su fuente. Serenas, súbitas de conocer su comienzo, inquietud con sutil rostro de nada, y el corazón se encanta de su límpido curso. Los versos que leíamos pertenecen al poeta canadiense Marcel Bellanger, 1943.
Let's face the music. the fiddlers have fled. Before they ask us to pay the bill, and why we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music.
Proseguimos con la voz del poeta canadiense Mark Strand.
The way it is. The world is ugly and the people are sad. Wallace Stevens. I lie in bed. I toss all night in the cold, unruffled deep of my sheets and cannot sleep. My neighbor marches in his room, wearing the sleek mask of a hawk with a large beak. He stands by the window. A violet plume rises from his helmet's dome. The moon's light spills over him like milk, and the wind rinses the white glass bowls of his eyes. His helmet in a shopping bag, he sits in the park, waving a small American flag. He cannot be heard as he moves behind trees and hedges, always at the frayed edges of town, pulling a gun on someone like me. I crouch under the kitchen table, telling myself, I am a dog. Who would kill a dog? My neighbor's wife comes home. She walks into the living room, takes off her clothes. Her hair falls down her back. She seems to wade through long, flat rivers of shade. The soles of her feet are black. She kisses her husband's neck and puts her hands inside his pants. My neighbors dance. They roll on the floor. His tongue is in her ear. His lungs reek with the swill and weather of hell. Out on the street, people are lying down with their knees in the air. Tears fill their eyes. Ashes enter their ears. Their clothes are torn from their backs. Their faces are worn. Horsemen are riding around them, telling them why they should die. My neighbor's wife calls to me. Her mouth is pressed against the wall behind my bed. She says, my husband's dead.
Les estamos presentando La Maja Desnuda, brindándoles una breve selección de canciones y poemas de autores canadienses, que continuamos con un fragmento del poema de Margaret Atwood, Ottawa 1939, La noche secular. Hay demasiado silencio entre las palabras, dices. Dices la sentida ausencia de Dios y la sentida presencia de tanto y tanto la misma cosa, solo que en reverso. Dices, tengo mucha ropa blanca. Te empiezas a quejar sordamente. Hace varios cientos de años, esto podría haber sido misticismo o herejía. Mas no ahora. Hay sirenas afuera, alguien se ha desbordado y el siglo se hace polvo.
La Maja Desnuda.
Un programa dedicado a la poesía y a los poetas de todos los tiempos.
Nuestro Twitter, @ La Maja Desnuda.
Nuestra página web, lamajadesnuda.com.
La Maja Desnuda
en UPV Radio,
presentado por Nidia Hernández.